Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The Black Market is an initiative created by 85 South Media to highlight, amplify, and showcase leaders, entrepreneurs, and educators from our community. The show tapes monthly at our studio in Atlanta, Georgia. To submit you or your organization for consideration, go to 85SouthShow.com/Black Market. And welcome back to the 85 South Show, Black Excellence Business Spotlights. We are in here today with two lovely black ladies, black women, black girl magic.
Hey, I'm glad.
Business owners. Oh man, how y'all doing today?
Okay.
I got my girl Tasia.
And see, I knew you was gonna do that. I knew you was gonna do that.
No, I actually did that. No, we got Tasia and Toy.
Yes, thank you. That sounds right.
Tasia and Toy. We were just sitting here talking about names and how I was trying to make sure I didn't mess them up.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're on your toes. What's going on?
Nothing. I mean, we're excited to be here, so thank
Welcome
you.
To the trap.
Hey.
First of all, thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's nice.
Look, girl, look how Marvin Gaye looking at you, like having us.
He better stop.
No, what's up, man? We wanted to invite y'all for our Black Excellence Spotlight. We know y'all have a lot of nice things going on and things of that nature. So we wanted to use our platform to invite some black business owners on here to tell the world about it.
I love that.
So introduce your product and yourselves.
So my name is Toy.
Toy.
And I'm one of the co-owners of Four Culture. So it's basically a vegan nail lacquer that me and my sisters opened. So it's actually four of us that opened up the vegan nail lacquer. And so when we say vegan, that doesn't mean you can, you know,
eat it. It's not, yeah.
Not like the...
Well, I'm glad you said that because we're living in a time right now where people are using Gorilla Glue to style their hair. And I'm so glad you said don't eat it.
Yeah, so you're not supposed to eat it.
You might have to start putting a warning label on it.
I know. I mean, it's not safe.
It is. I mean, we had the whole privacy notice, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But what vegan basically means is that it's non-toxic. So that means that it's cruelty-free. It's not tested on animals.
Right.
So we wanted to get into like a business that promoted clean beauty. Being girls and growing up in a house full of girls, we played dress up like
all the time.
It was always paint your nails, do your hair.
Right.
So we came up, you know, to a product that we wanted that we all like to come up with together.
And we just noticed like in the industry, there wasn't a lot of clean beauty products, meaning that, you know, most products had more toxins that were banned in other countries.
Right.
So we were wondering like, if they're banned in other countries, like why are we so far behind? So we wanted to develop something that was safer, cleaner, especially for black women, because we are fed more synthetic chemicals in our products than most people.
Who brought it to the table to be like, we spending too much money on fingernail polish, or like, what did the idea like spark from?
It's a twofold.
Because I'm sure y'all grew up in a house with a lot of women, so.
Yeah. I mean, I just remember us sitting at the table one day and we were just like, well, for one of our big goals is to open up our own black nail salon.
Yeah.
Okay. Where we stay at in, you know, South Florida, where we are from, there aren't that many, you know, black owned nail salons. Now, Atlanta is a different story. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the black Mecca, but we want it to be represented. And so we were just saying, I think, did we come home one day and got mad about?
No, I think we came home, we was like, we just want to make more money.
I think that was it.
I think we wanted to find a business to make and that we were passionate about. But, you know, we just didn't want to, like, come out with anything. We wanted to do something we were passionate about. And I think at that time, like, all of our sisters were in some form in the, you know, beauty, health, wellness, and so we try to like come together and say like, what all four of us would have like a common love for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we just kind of like, you know what, we all get our nails done. Like that's one of the things that we just, you know, religiously are into. And so we were like, okay, so then we started doing our research and started realizing like a lot of big brands were more toxic. And I mean, there was just like a lot of health concerns that most people just don't know about.
Yeah.
And so then we kind of were like, dang, if we did come out with this, I would want to come out with a different type of product that put health at the forefront and not just as an afterthought, so.
Well, how many palettes or colors do y'all have?
We got 17 right now.
Yeah, we have 17 right now.
That's what's up. I didn't even realize. At what age do girls start painting their nails?
I feel like young.
We, 5, 3, like
playing
with polish?
Yeah.
I mean, we took our young niece to get her nails done like five.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So this
start wearing acrylic maybe in like middle school, I don't know.
Word? I never knew. I don't know. We're in a whole revolution right now where men are discovering a whole lot of things about women, you know, as far as their beauty secrets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, as far as with the social media and shit, it's a lot of shit going
on.
Well,
yeah. I mean, like, even like the buying power, like with women that are black women in beauty is like over $1 trillion. So we spend a lot of money on beauty products.
That's what I was getting into. Like, do y'all have any more products that y'all launching as far as on the line?
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's a couple things we got to work. Like, so our bread and butter is our vegan nail lacquer line.
Yeah.
That's like where we started. And then we kind of moved into like press on nail sets. So like when COVID hit and all the nail salons were closed, you know, we know how to pivot real quick. And so people weren't going to the nail salons. So then we started working with other black nail tech artists who were like out of work and giving them opportunity to like do some sets and sell them on a platform.
Yeah.
So then we started doing press on nail sets during COVID. And now we're working. Then we launched our Clean Beauty subscription boxes, which is like all full size products of clean beauty, everything around health and wellness. And then from there, I think we're about to launch some other projects too.
Okay, so out of all your colors, what would you say, both of y'all, what's your favorite shade or hue?
I mean, right now I'm being real risky because this is one of our new colors, but I'm more like the red breezy.
Okay.
Yeah,
but my favorite colors are red tones. That's me.
I feel like mine's changed. I feel like it depends on the season, you know. So, I mean, I go real bright. Like, we had, like, this Forever Young yellow color that I like to wear in the springtime. But in the fall, like, I kind of tone it down. So, like, my favorite colors now is the gray, this one here. And this one is called Cuffing Season.
We got to get together on some names. I got a whole list of names.
That's the funnest part, like coming up with
names.
Like,
polishes.
We have like Cuffing Season. That's my favorite. And
coming out with some Church Lady Red. Box Chevy Blue.
Oh, I mean,
I like that.
Ooh,
one.
Trap Girl Green.
See, we did a Rich Auntie, but now we need to change.
Rich Auntie?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Not the cool auntie. She the rich auntie. Yeah.
You should have a whole line of just like scammer shade.
Oh my, scammer shade.
Ooh, just like shades for scammers.
I mean, what colors would those be?
Ooh, money green.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, Wells Fargo red. Chase debit card blue. Ooh.
Stop.
These are hidden.
No, these are, I need to write this down. No, those are good.
No, for real.
The scammer collection. I like that.
Yeah. Some real quick. That could just be a random color. Like, what color is that? Girl, it's just something real quick.
Oh, that's name. Oh, that's name. I like that. Okay.
Ooh, this
I
is
like
dope.
That too.
We need to collab. I just want to do the names.
No, literally, like, that's our hardest part, like coming up with names. Like,
and it's four of us, so it's like if somebody don't like a name, I'm like, I don't like that name.
Go Ooh. Back and forth.
We go
like,
back and forth.
Like, what's that process like, being in, like, so you got all your sisters involved in this. You know it's so hard to get a group of women to agree on anything. So has there been any back and forth or, like, y'all got a process now? What is it?
You know, that's a work in process. Yeah. That's a work in process. I mean, I think that, I mean, we've been getting better, but
yeah.
There have been some times where it's just like close the Zoom call
and just walk away.
But
we got attitude problems, all of us. So
yeah. So have y'all split up the whole like business? Like you do this, you do this.
We had to. I mean, it got to the point sometimes we're like, okay, I quit. Like, take me off the LLC.
So what's your specialty as the, you know, like in the role of sisters, and then like in the role of the business? Like, what's your?
I would say focus? I'm more media relations. PR, because I actually do it on my like everyday job. Right. So I do it and bring that part of it to the business. So I'm like PR. Toy is more like
social media.
Design, creativity, social media. And then my other little sister Ty, she's more social media, creative design. And then my other sister Tiana, she is finance, accounting. She's gonna make sure all the money right. We can come up with like cool ideas and she's just pulling out the books, that don't make sense.
So have y'all always been like on some collab type stuff with everything, or this is our first project is like the sisters doing
we are job. As sisters we are very close.
Yeah,
like we do everything together, really.
We're
like best friends,
right? So it only made sense to hold just start
and we know each other's attitudes and we know our strong points, you know what I'm saying, and we can take feedback from each other for the most part. I mean,
sometimes.
Until it gets sometimes we close the computers and stuff like that, but
okay. So how's business? I mean, what has been that moment where it's like, okay, this could be something.
You know, I think like we had a boost in business last year, like during COVID, especially because like we said, the nail salons were closed. A lot of people wanted quick and easy ways to get their nails done, just to press them on, press and go.
Right.
But I think our biggest moments that stood out for us was when we kind of got recognition by Candy the Housewife.
Yeah.
And that just like skyrocketed like our.
Yeah. So shout out to Candy.
Yeah.
She really,
I love her. She's so genuine. You see them, they speak to everybody, they show everybody love.
She's very genuine.
Yeah, that's the dope.
Yeah, we weren't even expecting like for her to even like do that. So she had like a little post or something on Facebook, and a couple of our friends tagged us in a post, but it was so many other like, you know, black businesses that were posted under this post.
Right.
But you know, she reached out to us, did a whole like video like for our company. So I think that was the big like.
Yeah, that was a.
Because we were kind of going, you know, we were kind of feeling like defeated a little bit, and then that just like happened. And then like we just, it's just like, let's do this.
So that was going to be my next question. Like, say for instance, somebody may be watching this and they, you know, they at that moment where they're like, man, fuck it. Like what words of encouragement or, you know, lesson would you give them to try to stay in there and keep going and keep pushing? Because everybody need those moments affirmation where they can say, all right, I'm not about to give up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, I would say for me, and I mean, you could probably answer this differently. I think for me, like I'm very big on journaling and writing things. Mm-hmm. So whenever I feel like something is like not going according to plan, I write down how I want it to go to plan. And I literally write it as if it has already happened. And so I would say
she's a manifester.
But I would say last year, like that's what I did with my business and even my own personal, you know, business that like I have going on as a trainer. I wrote what I wanted to do, and most of all, everything just started falling in place. But it's when you think it's not going to work, it is going to work.
Yeah.
That is real. Once you can take it out of your mind and you put it into the physical world, that's the first step. What would you say?
And I would say for me, it's more so like I think when I started a business, I feel like there's like an expectation that everybody's supposed to support you when you start a business. And I think if you get so like tied down and thinking that who don't support you and start, you know, paying attention to who don't support you, you kind of lose focus on, you know, how to drive your business forward. So I think my advice to people is like, A, focus more on who is supporting you and less about who isn't supporting you, because that small amount of support can get your business in front of the right people, and that's gonna drive so much support your way. So like focusing on the end goal and not like in the present moment, I would say that. Because if I stopped in the present moment, I would have stopped a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you never supposed to stop. That's what this whole spotlight is about. It's about, you know, people who are out there pursuing their dreams and making things happen, you know, the unconventional way.
Definitely.
So where can they find you or your products and things of that nature?
Well, they can go to our website, which is www.ivkulture.com. And then you'll see like a selection of all our newest colors that just dropped, as well as some other products that we sell and a little bit about our brand and how we're trying to bring health back to the forefront in the beauty industry.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
That's what's up, man. Shit, I hope all the ladies see it. And yes. It's like, yep, going vegan with it.
I know. Or but, men, I mean, it's something that like,
yeah, if you want to, anybody that like college. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see all the colors. I just saw like, you know, yeah. These. I didn't know that y'all had some everybody colors.
We need that name, though.
I'm not saying that you're not supposed to. I mean, there's a whole lot of dudes who love some nail polish. Mm-hmm. And they have all types of phases of, you know, things just of that nature that they going through. So,
yeah. 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 I mean, it's for everybody, every age.
Anybody with fingers.
If you basically got fingers, you need to wear it. If you got fingers, you can wear it.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
And it's just that, you know, it's healthy. I think that's the, you know, a big driving point for me. Just because, especially like Black women, we put so much stuff like on our skin, on our hair.
Right.
That it, you know, it caused birth defects, and it's a lot of things that you don't even know that you put in that's, you know, in a half of these beauty products. So I think if you want to choose a nail polish, you should go with the healthy route. Like, yeah, if that's definitely something that you need to.
And do not eat it.
No, don't eat it. Listen, y'all listen.
You think that you won't have to say this, but after the recent events.
I know, you're right.
We definitely have to stress.
And it's on our website. Y'all try to sue us, but we.
Put it only for your fingers and toes. Do y'all have a separate toenail polish line?
Somebody said
we should. I mean, what you mean?
I'm just saying.
You can put this same polish on your nails.
Yeah, I have the same one.
I know that, but I'm saying.
I was thinking that you're talking about, like, someone asked us if we have, like, press-on toenails. I'm like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that'd be a little strange.
People do press-on toenails.
I know they do.
They do acrylic on their toes sometimes.
I know.
Yeah,
you should get into that.
I can't do that.
The toenail business is at least a $1 billion industry. Motherfuckers got 10 toes on that. The average. Well, some people have 12.
Stop. I mean, some of them do, though.
How long does fingernail polish last?
It depends on, like, your roughness, like, how, you know, active you are. But I would say our polish at least lasts between 7 to 10 days. Oh. Yeah.
Are you saying a bottle?
Yeah.
Or are you saying, wearing polish?
No, how long does a bottle of polish?
It has a lifespan, and then it's what people keep it for. You know what I'm saying? Some people have polish around it and have for like 15 years. But
that's what I'm saying, because the average woman got about 500 of them.
Yeah.
And it can change. I mean, it varies between, like, I would say safely, like 5 to 7 years, I would not hold on
keep
to anything.
The same polish. Yeah.
Y'all do like custom order? People can hit you and get like their own custom color?
Custom color, we thought about doing that. Remember when we was gonna launch out in colors?
That can get stressful having that.
Yeah, well, we do custom like press-ons. So people do mm-hmm. like, you know, make requests on different press-ons that they want. But not like the polish, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, people be requesting all kind of crazy stuff, you know.
Yeah.
They don't know what, yeah.
Mm-mm. It's better you if you just that. Give it to them.
We
What's
know what
some
they
of
want?
The craziest requests or questions people have asked about, you know, your product? Besides the toenail.
Well, besides that, I would say the craziest.
I think we had a kid ask us, can they eat it?
Or like, you know what, no, or I think it's like when people, like when you have a brand and like you start saying it's healthy and stuff, and then people come up like with cool ideas, like I love your brand, it'll be really cool if you had it like, you know, for a nail biter so that we can eat the polish, you know, since it's vegan, like it would be real cool if you had a polish line like for the nail biter so when we eat the polish, it's not toxic for us. I mean, we get all kind of crazy stuff. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
That
no.
Be
no.
Yeah, mm-mm. I can see it now.
Stop.
One of them YouTubers go get their nails done.
And now you can taste it. Now you can taste it.
Then somebody else is going to make a reaction video. Reaction to the lady eating her nails.
Yeah.
They do that on YouTube. That's
but I feel like we get that at least once a year. Like, are y'all going to make it so it's more edible so people can, you know, I'm a nail biter.
You
I
might
really
need
love
to look
get
into that. There's a market for it if people keep asking.
I mean, I feel like people are like, their nails look nice. Like,
yeah. I feel like it's certain things for certain stuff.
Yeah.
You want to eat your nails, you need your nails done.
You smart. That same. I mean, but they both do kind of make sense. Like if they had a finger, say for people who get nervous, like you can just eat it all. And it calm you down. Lemon pepper,
calories.
That shit'll fly in
oh,
Atlanta.
No.
Yellow nails that taste like lemon pepper.
I mean, I might try those.
See, you want some
lemon pepper?
Now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what would we call it though? Like,
he just said it.
Lemon pepper wet.
I like that.
Lemon pepper wet?
We got too many fingernail polish ideas.
Gotta look into that one, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of things right there. You could have the nail polish for people who tried to stop smoking or people who fucking got anxiety, they get nervous, they can calm down.
Oh my God.
Bro, I'm getting into this.
Eat your nails.
Y'all done brought
nail?
Me into the, I'm in the finger polish business.
They were
trying
to put like calories on. It's like, oh, this is 250 calories.
Oh, people who need to gain weight. Stop. Oh, yeah, that'd be hard. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Cannabis infused. Get
they
high through your fingers.
I don't know, y'all.
You're being a club like
that.
This. I'm trying to drive home, man. My hands is high as fuck.
Stop.
That'd be hard.
I mean, that could be. Yeah. But actually, using it in like a lot of beauty products, so.
How often do you paint your nails in a week?
I usually.
Since you got your own line.
Yeah.
I mean, I wear press on, so I change my nails like every other day.
Just be like.
Yep. And I work out, and these don't, like, they literally.
How quick can you take them off? Say, for instance, somebody was talking shit.
Oh, I can take them off immediately like that. They just, yeah, that's not a problem.
If somebody was talking, stop.
Yeah, no.
Well, yeah.
Because you go get all your sisters. And
oh, yeah, she got backup.
That's what's up, man. Y'all got on social media and all that?
We do.
Yeah.
So, like, our page is at Ivy Culture with a K, KULTURE.
Well, there you have it, folks. This has been another Black Excellence Spotlight, courtesy of the 85 South Show. Stop biting your nails. Get you some of this vegan nail polish that you cannot eat.
That you cannot eat.
My name is Please. Carlos Miller.
This is Taja.
And I'm Toy.
And we out of here. We'll see y'all. Bye.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.